Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
It is Steve, and it's Steve with Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Good, Steve. Good to be here.
Dave and I are, if you don't know, if you're just tuning in, maybe it's the first time you ever listened, Dave and I have been writing books for a long, long time and doing things together. The thing that we're most thrilled about is our second edition of the Life Recovery Bible, 25th anniversary, 3 million copies out there for folks who want to be sure that recovery is taken right back to where it began, right out of the Bible. That's what we've done.
And it's exciting to get letters and responses from people, to run into people at the seminars who've said it's been a life-changing experience to use that Bible.
Yep, just got one the other day from Brazos County, and that's the county where I was raised. Bryan, Texas, is in Brazos County. And she said, people just love that Bible. And so if you're recovering, you got to get one of these. And also, if you have a friend who's recovering for birthday, Father's Day, any day, Christmas, what a great gift. It will say to them, I know you're recovering. I understand it. And this is something that will build your faith right along with recovery. 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number that you can call if you'd like to join us right here today. Dr. Dave Stoop and Steve Arterburn, we've been doing it a long, long time, and we're going to go to the phones right now, and let's talk with Pam, Sacramento, California. She listens on the New Life app. It's a great way for anybody to tune in. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing well. Thank you.
How could we help you today?
I just need some help. I need some guidance. My daughter has, she's been drinking a lot over the last few years, and I went away with her and her husband and my 17-year-old grandsons a couple weeks ago, and she drank a bottle and a half of wine by herself in a couple hours.
Her husband had drank
a six-pack in a couple hours, and we went to dinner. It was just a disaster, if you can imagine, but I did talk to her the next day and ask her if she knew how much she drank. I came alongside her, not to condemn her, but just to befriend her. And I have talked to her before about it, so have my grandkids have come to me before. But I sensed that she's past being able to help herself, and I just don't know what to do.
Okay.
Wow. Well, there's
her dad is an alcoholic also. I'm not saying she is, but he is an alcoholic.
Oh, she is.
Between you and us,
she is definitely an alcoholic. Anybody who can drink that much alcohol in an hour and a half is an alcoholic. That means.
And
that,
Dave, okay. let's just clarify, that is the only thing that we've found that all alcoholics have in common.
That's right.
Is that tolerance factor. And people will argue with us about it, but, you know, some are brilliant, some not so high IQ, some are functional, some not. Doesn't matter. But if you can consume that much alcohol, you have the ability to get yourself addicted to it. And that's the problem. We're going to talk more about that right after this. 1-800-229-3000. If you want a life recovery Bible, 1-800-229-3000. New Life. That's the number to get that, or to find out about all the things that we do, no matter what you're struggling with. We want to help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But on the radio, 1-800-229-3000.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're talking with Pam, and we mentioned Life Recovery Bible and addiction. It works for anything, really, depression, whatever. But Pam's daughter, how much did you say she drank that day that you saw her drink, Pam? What was it?
A bottle and a half.
Of?
Wine.
Yeah.
That's and she would probably
and an hour and a half. Yeah.
There she would probably
two hours.
She would probably drink. She had only had half a bottle, or a little bit, because they always women especially tend to minimize how much they ingest, and it's always way more than both men and women tend to minimize it because they can handle it.
Well, you know, it's the universal language. If you ask somebody, how much did you have to drink? It's, you know, two beers or two glasses of wine. And, you know, remember, Dave, I had that dinner where I was across the table from Mikhail Gorbachev when he and Gerald Ford met for the first time, and I got to be at their table. And I asked him about alcoholism in Russia, and he said, yeah, you know, everybody only drinks two, but it was two liters of vodka is what it was. So it's universal. All right. So we want to help you help her, and you're not going to help her until you help her get treatment. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, it all starts, Pam, with getting educated. And does she live in the same area that you live in?
She does.
Okay. Well, find a speaker meeting, and the best place to find that is to call a hospital that does treatment, because they probably use that as a marketing tool, and see if she'll go with you to a speaker meeting. I always start helping people with that injunction, that the best place to begin, because that's what turned everything around in our family, is when we started going to speaker meetings and I got educated about what we were dealing with and the addictive element of it. A speaker meeting is easy to attend. You walk in, you sit down, you don't say a word, you listen, you get up and walk out, and you don't say a word, and nobody pressures you. Nobody has to say, hi, I'm Joe, I'm an alcoholic, or my mother thinks I'm an alcoholic. None of that is part of it. It's an educational process. The other thing is to get to Al-Anon, because they know what to do to help family members who are caught in the web of addiction. And don't end up at the first meeting unless it's a really good meeting, because there's a variety of meetings of Al-Anon where some meetings people just sit around and complain, and some meetings they really are understanding what to do to break the cycle. And if your grandkids are complaining about it, it's accelerated into a major issue, and you don't want to waste any time to get started. And the interesting thing is it all starts with you and your husband getting educated, understanding what you're up against, and even taking the kids, take the grandkids to a speaker meeting with you.
Okay.
And then the ideal thing would be to get her to go with you and get her husband to go with you, and just say, you know, we'll go, and you may not like AA, but at least come to a speaker meeting where you hear stories. I went to speaker meetings for 6 months, every week for 6 months, some 30 years ago before my son got into recovery. And I still remember some of the speakers that spoke at those meetings that was so profound.
Yeah, anything that you can do that is essentially saying by what you do, there's a reality in our family. It's your problem. That's the reality. And we're doing stuff. And eventually the person goes, you know, since everybody's doing something about the reality of my problem, maybe I ought to do something also. I'm really glad you called. I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back, and I'm going to give you a life recovery Bible to send.
And to send her understanding and loving a person with alcohol and drug addiction.
Yes, totally, absolutely. I'm going to send that to you. We have in the Arterburn Wellness series, the book Dave did, Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcoholism or Drug Addiction, and I'll get that to you. Anybody else? These books, Understanding and Loving Someone, boy, are they ever powerful. If I do say so myself. Let's go to Hazel, Jacksonville, Florida. WTLN is the station. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you. Well, and not really. I guess if I were doing well, I wouldn't be calling, but...
Well, that's the standard response, and then we get into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exchange pleasantries first. Okay, so I'm very forgetful. I was recently diagnosed with ADD by a psychologist. She initially thought I just was under tremendous stress, and so I was being very forgetful, but I shared with her, I've always been this way. It's just really particularly bad right now. I just came home from a doctor's visit that really wasn't real. I mean, it was my doctor's visit is for tomorrow. Appointment is for tomorrow, not today. I've made that mistake about three times with this particular doctor. I'm very forgetful. My mother did die from Alzheimer's early onset. She was diagnosed at 67. I'm 56. And I was reading that, you know, sometimes Alzheimer's, they can tell, you know, even 10, 15, 20 years earlier. So that kind of terrifies me a bit. But I will tell you that I am under a staggering amount of soul-crushing stress.
What is the stress?
Tell us the stress. And I'm here.
Yeah, what's the stress level? What's that from?
On a scale of 1 to 10, or like, what's going on?
No.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's happening?
Okay. So after 23 years of marriage, my husband had backslidden. And he was doing all kinds of weird things, including not coming home at night and other very strange behaviors, which his behaviors were actually worse than him not coming home at night. He refused to get any kind of, we went to therapy and he didn't like this therapist. We would go to another therapist. He didn't like that therapist. Basically, one of the therapists said, looked at him and said, until an adult shows up, I don't see any hope here. He's looking at him. And so he stormed out of the room. Anyway, the marriage, I felt like I was going to die if I stayed in that relationship. My husband made very good money. I basically didn't know what to do because I had been a stay-at-home mom for years, out of the workforce. But I did leave, and I overcorrected, I guess, looking back now. I actually left the state that I was living in, came to another state, plopped myself down here with no job and no affiliations whatsoever. You know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, like, you know,
here's the thing. We don't have a lot of time. Tell us the stress that you're under. It's your job. It's your husband's unfaithfulness. You're in a new place. Are those the main things there?
Those are the main things, but also I've watched my daughter disintegrate because of my husband's treatment of her. I had to watch that. And I also do not have a job. I've had trouble getting a job. And the other thing, too, is I'm in a legal battle with my soon-to-be ex-husband, where he's, like, starving me out. So at one point, I was in my car for 10 days.
Okay, and so here's a question for you.
I used to live in a six-bedroom, four-bathroom house.
All right, so do you have an attorney?
I do. I have an attorney, and I'm almost completely out of my... I mean, I've fed the kitty twice now with the retainer fees. It's very expensive, and so I'm to the point where I'm willing to settle almost with him because even though it's an extremely low-ball, embarrassing low-ball offer, I'm willing to almost settle with him to get rid of one part of my stress.
No, don't do that. You want things to be fair, and you'll survive this, and so you hang in there, but you need more support than you're getting, first of all. Secondly, I want to tell you that going to a doctor's appointment three times and it was on a different day, that, to me, is an organizational problem more than it is a memory problem. In other words, if you don't have an organization or a system where you've got a calendar that you're looking at every day, you're going to go on the wrong day. So that in itself wouldn't be a sign. That'd be more a sign of attention deficit disorder and disorganization than Alzheimer's. But given what your mom went through, don't you think you ought to go and have yourself tested for early onset Alzheimer's?
Well, I thought of that, and I thought I could look at it two ways. If I go and it looks like I'm going to get it, how depressing that would be, awaiting that kind of fate. Or I guess if the upside was, if I wasn't going to get it, it would be something to rejoice in. But if it's
but
bad
here's
news,
the thing.
It's bad news.
Yeah. No, but there are things that delay the onset of early on Alzheimer's. Some research projects, some people are saying that they actually can reverse it. I don't know about that. But you need to get into the system where everything that people are saying you could eat, supplements you can take, or medication that comes available, you need to do what you can to preserve in any way possible.
Well, the interesting thing, Hazel, is that there are things, as Steve is saying, that you can do. And one of the things you do is you learn something new, you exercise, and you learn how to calm yourself and with meditation. And meditation means I'm focusing on something, particularly from God's Word, that helps me. And it's doing those things on a regular basis is going to increase the awareness, increase your brain. It's going to make your brain younger. It's going to cause your hippocampus to grow, which helps you with remembering. And don't give up. But to give up is to give in. And the last thing you want to do is to give in to what you fear. And if you've been around your mother when she had Alzheimer's, you know that it doesn't start with forgetting. It starts with forgetting what something is useful for. So it's like, it's not I can't find my keys. It's I don't remember what this key does.
Yeah.
What is it supposed
right.
to do?
Right.
And there's a big difference.
Yeah, and it's also, it's not, for instance, it's not getting lost on the way somewhere. We all do that, even with GPS. But it's when I head for home, and even when I'm in my neighborhood sometimes, I can't remember where my house is. Those, they're distinctives to the memory problems, and you really need to be in the system where somebody who knows a lot about it is doing everything they can to help you. And then, you know, just to have a healthy brain anyway with the ADD, you know, I take all these supplements every day to try to function the best I can with what some would say is a terminal case of attention deficit disorder. Sometimes people would like it to be terminal because it's so frustrating. But anyway, we want to help you. We're going to let me send you. Why don't I send her Forgiving What You Can't Forget, because that's the book you need to deal with this husband of yours.
Yeah.
Now, before we go to the next call, I want to remind you that on Friday, we just found, we filled up our intimacy intensive. Then we found 10 more spaces. Four of those have filled up, I think. There are 6 spaces left because we got another counselor to come. If you want your marriage to be better, or you want to change your marriage, maybe save something, or maybe rescue it, or make it, come to this weekend. It starts Friday, Washington, D.C. I'll be there, Mylon and Kay. And literally, we've seen good marriages go to great. We've seen people that hate each other turn and start to love each other for the first time. All right, let's go back to the phones. And how about we talk with Carol, Bay City, Michigan, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, guys. Pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What can we do for you?
I have a question about husband and wife relationship when communication is kind of hard to communicate. Mm-hmm. I'm more of an introverted person. My husband comes from a businessman, head of business, and it seems like when we talk money, it's all business and not well, not focusing on my needs sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
My needs are more than he can handle, so I pay what I can pay with my supplemental insurance and that. We get into, I think, money battles sometimes where I don't want to do that, but I've spent too much money in the past, and I think he is leery of, you know, what I'll do in the future and trying to change.
Okay. So, how could we help you?
Give us a question, Carol, before the break.
When I talk to my husband about certain things and he says, don't question me, what would that mean?
Okay. Yeah, you definitely have a problem. That's true. Let us give you some help for that right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. You want to join us on the program?
Thank you.
1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We love getting to be here with you. We're live today. We'll be live tomorrow. 1-800-229-3000.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Dave's written this book, Smart Love, and if you're in a relationship, a marriage, and you hear this, I'm not going to talk about that, stop talking, whatever, then obviously that's not very smart. Dave helps her. She says, you know, when he says don't question him, what does she say to that, or what does that mean?
Well, he just doesn't know how to relate to you, it seems, Carol, in an emotional way, and maybe your questions are emotionally based, and he's ignorant of that whole area. So we're going to send you the copy of that book, Smart Love, that he talks about. But what you said that you were an introvert, and what does that have to do with the issue with your husband?
Well, I just kind of blame myself for not speaking up sometimes, and it's like I have to process it, and then it seems too late to talk about it later because
okay.
He forgets about it.
That makes sense. But do you have female friends that you can share things with?
Who friends, dear?
Female friends, women friends.
Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do. I'm getting going to a Bible study group now,
mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful. They're not in our denomination church. We're Lutherans. But a Bible-based church I believe in, and my husband, we go to the church, but
sometimes I can't go in the mornings, and I'd like to go at night because my nights are better than mornings. I have some health issues, and he doesn't like me going to any other church. But I don't want to go to the other church.
You keep going to that Bible study because that's going to be your emotional support. One of the things I would do is when he says that to you, say, "Is it because my question is too emotional, or do you want me to restate it in a factual way, and see if that has anything to do with what's going on?" It does take time to process when you're an introvert. I'm an introvert, and it takes time to process what somebody's saying. But you can always come back to it and say, you know, I've been thinking about what we were talking about, and I'm wondering this, or I feel this, or I sense that this is something. Don't be afraid to come back to it, because he's a do it now kind of guy. It sounds like, who wants to cut to the chase and get it over with.
And then sometimes I'll say, I'll start talking about something, and he says, "You go on. And, you know, it's like I'm stunned, because it's like, okay, I forget you're not my girlfriend.
Yeah. I wish I was your girlfriend. Yeah, that's hard.
There you go. I might be better connected.
Well, there's some exercises in that Smart Love book that if you were to do them together, it would help a great deal in terms of his understanding. And it's based on emotional intelligence, which if he's involved in business world, he's probably run into emotional intelligence. And to be able to see how it applies to his marriage is going to be a real insight for him.
And, you know, sometimes you can get someone like him to go to the marriage intensive, where this is, you know, this is the kind of stuff we deal with. This is why it's there. Just by saying, I haven't asked a lot of you, but I'm asking this of you. Would you just do this one thing with me, please? And you know, that can really change everything. There, you're not just, it's not you and a counselor. I mean, you've got so many people, other couples there to help you.
Other men who are dealing with a similar thing.
Yeah.
You might write out what you want to ask him before you talk to him, and don't read it to him, but to write it out, it helps you to see what you're leaving out and what's going to come to you later as you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm really glad that you called, and I'll get that book to you. Let's see. How about we go to, let's talk with Buddy, Washington, D.C., where I'm going to be there Thursday for our Friday through weekend event. Buddy, how you doing? What's going on with you today?
Buddy is here.
Hi, Buddy. What's going on?
Well, I'm frustrated, angry, and depressed. Sunday before the 4th of July, my nephew picked up his 3-year-old daughter for her birthday and had his first unsupervised visitation with her.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 hours later, this generation, some of them don't get married. They call it the baby mama. The baby mama called me and said, "Where's your nephew?" And I said, "I don't know." She said, "Well, he's not back. Go find him." Well, I looked in the garage and his fishing pole was missing. So I went to a local park that had been closed. And lo and behold, there was his truck. So my dog and I hopped the fence. And when I opened the door of the truck, my 3-year-old great niece fell into my hands with five 357 bullets in her. My nephew was missing the top of his head.
Wow.
I then called the local sheriff, and it took them 3 hours to find the park. 45 minutes to find the park. They let me stand there with this child in my hand for almost 3 hours with the mosquitoes eating me up. I'm a little concerned. How am I dealing with this?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. It's terrible.
Well, what have you done to try to deal with it? Anything? Have you talked to anybody? Gone anywhere?
Well, I've been busy because the father, my older brother, he's the father of the young man, he's missing an apple. He's a drug addict and an alcoholic. So I've just spent the last 2 weeks paying for 2 funerals. Giving the eulogies. I'm the praise and worship leader of a major church
here
in Washington, D.C. I also do a national radio show.
My goodness.
So as long as I'm busy, I deal with it pretty well.
Okay.
But when I'm sitting here alone, I have trouble dealing with it.
It's overwhelming.
Okay. We're going to give you some help right after this, so hang in there. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. You're listening to New Life Live. We'll be back after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're talking with Buddy. Buddy, clarify for us, was he murdered or was it a murder-suicide? What do people think?
Well, there's a lot of unanswered questions. Realize that I live in Southern Maryland, and unfortunately we have Barney Fife for a sheriff, and we got big city crime.
Yeah.
Initially, the county police decided that it was a murder-suicide as they polluted the crime scene with their Dunkin' Donut boxes, all complaining that they had to work on the Sunday before the 4th of July. However, the Maryland State Police have taken over the investigation and ascertained that they did a thing called a paraffin test on my nephew. That's the thing where you can tell him to shout a gun. I'm a former.
Yeah, right.
Guess what? No gunpowder and no lead on his hands. So what did you shoot himself with his feet? Secondly, the baby mama's father sold his house the day before that. The baby mama's father is the registered owner of the gun. Uh-huh. The baby mama's father left the country and took his passport. Get the Chuck County Police were eating donuts.
Right.
So,
however it was,
but there are many unanswered questions.
Okay. Well, no matter how it was, the impact on you is tremendous. And so I hear your anger. I think anybody discovering that going through it,
anger is a natural response.
Yeah. The question, though, is, do you have in place anybody that can help you move beyond the anger to the grief and the healing so that, you know, you're not traumatized by this or affected by this? And because sometimes the ramifications of something like this, they can really destroy a person if you don't handle it well from this point on. What do you have in place? Do you have a men's Bible study you go to?
I'm the praise and worship leader of a major.
I know. I heard that.
Yeah, I meet with my pastors regularly.
Yeah.
They have given me some good news that the young lady is with Jesus.
And yeah,
the first
okay.
57 killed her real quick. The
okay.
other four were just wind dressing.
Okay. But one of the things
she was probably with Jesus.
Okay. One of the things is when you're in ministry, you tend to try to do it on your own with the with the professional staff's help, rather than getting with other people who are in a grief process and helping each other grieve. So I would add to what you're doing with the pastors on the staff, a grief group where you're just another voice in the group that is going through a terrible, terrible loss in terms of your experience, and to be and to have found them is multiplies the trauma of what you went through, because it's so real to you. The images are so real to you. It's hard to move forward with those images.
Yeah, and there's a formal grief share group that you can get in, and even whether it's a church group that is a grief group, or sometimes hospitals have them,
mm-hmm.
community services, county services will have them. I would suggest that. Now, let me tell you why I think that's really good. My wife has this expression, I love it, about humbling down. And you go from this, the power of the anger, to humbling down to say, I need to come alongside some folks, and I need to be humble and admit I've got to do some work here to heal. I'm going to send you Healing as a Choice, because one of those choices, of course, is grieving the loss, and then you start to embrace the reality there, and then you can move forward. But I just can't stress enough, I think one of the plagues of the Christian community are ungrieved losses, especially in the case of unexpected loss and tragedy like this. I'll ask our folks to pray for you. I'll ask our folks to pray for us, too. But we really want you to receive the benefit of the prayer that so many people can do so well, asking for intercession, for you to be comforted, you to be guided and strengthened as you face this reality and all that is there. What a very, very sad, sad thing. Well, Larry, I mean, this is why we do radio here. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. So talk to us a little bit about here at mid-July and what we're up against.
Well, thanks, Steve. You know, this has been a tough couple weeks, month for New Life financially. And it's kind of understandable, holiday, 4th of July, vacations, people out. And I was remembering, Steve, I was thinking, going in there and asking again. You hate to go in there and think everybody's rolling their eyes. Well, here he comes again, asking for money. But I remembered a story you read one day on the air, and I think you told it at a workshop, about a fellow who was in a coma for years.
Mm-hmm.
And his spouse was, I think it was the man that was in the coma. Maybe it was the wife, and the man was very faithful, would go to her every day, but years on end. And then one day he took his life because he couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
The very next day, she came out of her coma.
That's right. That is exactly right.
And that's kind of an encouragement for me today to come back in here and seek your support once more, our listeners, because it sometimes feels like there's just, you know, nobody's listening. People aren't signing up this month for Club New Life like we'd hoped. But if we just keep at it, there's scripture tells us that perseverance is something that builds character. And there's a whole line of things that it talks about in that respect. So I'm here just to say, you know, if this gentleman that just called, that's a sobering, sobering story.
Yeah.
And he works at a big church, and he calls us.
Yeah, what an honor that he would let us help him with that. And of course, there are other people that have discovered something tragic this week in their life. Maybe it wasn't that. And we're here for you. And the only reason we've always been here is because people have supported us. And that's what we're asking you to consider
and
to do today.
Real quick, a lady wrote us, single mom of two girls. She lost her job, had been in a long time, big company, found a lesser paying job, but now she's paying for insurance and her mortgage. And so she sold her home, and it sold quick. And she promised God if she sold her home, she would give money to her church in New Life. So she wrote us a check because she got this equity in her home. And I'm thinking, well, maybe there's somebody else out there that's come across a little bit of a treasure unexpectedly or otherwise. And if you could share in your wealth and share with your blessing, it will help other people. You'll be sharing people who are hurting, looking for help. And if you can do that, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Join Club New Life. We've talked about it for months on end. I don't want to quit talking about it because it's a fabulous thing for you, and it's a fabulous thing for the folks that need help.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us, and that's also the number if we can help you. Let's go to Diane, Mobile, Alabama. Hi, Diane. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help today?
My question is, my son and his wife have a friend that's married, and the friends that's married, they have decided that it's okay to have a boyfriend and a girlfriend and have relationships. They don't have a problem with that. So my question, I guess, is how do I respond to that? How do we, you know, I know you love the sinner and not the sin, but when they say, oh, well, that's great for you to have that biblical marriage, but I'm not into that, so therefore this is okay.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm. So, I mean, they're not your friends. They're your children's friends,
Well, they
right?
are. They have been my son's friends for a long time, so they're my friends, too.
Okay.
But they're younger. They're much younger than me.
Bible says that to argue with a fool is kind of unwise, and the old, never try to teach a pig to sing. They don't do it very well.
Is that in the Bible?
It's very frustrating. No, but it could have been.
It
it's very
been.
Frustrating for the pig to be taught to sing. But anyway, here's the deal. If I was in a discussion with them at some point, I might ask them, what is their code? I'd want to know, is there anything that they base their choices on? Is there any limit? And if I was just going to have a discussion, now I probably wouldn't be able to talk much because they probably could care less what I think. But the question is, okay, so you say it's okay to date other people. Are there any limits to that? Is it okay for him to date a man who has HIV? Or is it okay to date somebody in high school? Is that okay? Someone that's not of age? Is it okay to date somebody that's married? You see, I love being a believer in the Bible. And I believe all of the Bible. I don't have to question what to say yes to or no. That's what they have to deal with. Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, and the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back and we're talking with Diane, and I was just giving some thoughts there on not to win an argument with them, but to plant a little seed of doubt within their mind. I asked them the question, okay, so is there any limit to anything that they do? And what is it that you base your choices on? Is there any kind of code you have? Dave, what are you thinking?
Well, I think getting at the value system that's underneath it is is not going to help that couple, but it's going to help my own kids to think through what's going on with their friends. And that's what I would want to stir up, is some kind of understanding with my own kids that this is crazy. I think too that asking the value system is going to clarify some things for your kids as well as maybe for this couple, in that the wife may go along with this and yet is reluctant because it's sort of a man's fantasy, you know, to have multiple wives. Some men think that way, and they try to act on it, but it's not typically a woman's point of view of wanting to have multiple husbands.
Could be, though,
well,
in this day and age.
I think she's more the one that would, but
yeah.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying and everything, but like, let's just say if I run into them somewhere and they're not with the two people that are married, let's just say they're with a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I'm going to be shocked. I mean, how do you tackle that?
I'd ask them, how's their spouse?
How's Bob?
Oh,
where's
okay.
Bob?
Well, that's a good idea.
You know, oh, wow, it's so unusual
to see
you.
Don't be afraid to do that.
Yeah. So unusual to see you without Bob. Wow, that's amazing. Just whatever.
Oh, okay.
You don't
don't
have to be anything but who you are. You don't have to adjust your reality to make them comfortable with the one that they've created.
If I were in your shoes, what I would be concerned about is how my own kids are reacting to it, and the temptation, because of just the way the world is going, that they would follow suit. And maybe you have no doubts that they wouldn't follow suit, but I would still want to get them thinking and to get in on their thinking as to how they respond to what's going on.
Yeah. All right. Hope that's helpful to you. We can send you a copy. I'll just send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. I think it's a great book that'll help your kids just think through a lot of different things. All right. Let's go and talk with our final caller. Sorry I didn't get to everybody. Nancy, I don't have a lot of time for you there in Lexington, but I did want to get to your call. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's
Hello?
Going on? Yeah. Hi.
Okay.
Welcome.
I teach a jail ministry, and I've been doing it for about 7 years. And a lot of the people that come in there are addicts, either alcohol or drug addicts.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, my question is, how is the recovery Bible different than a regular Bible? And did you write other books? I want to encourage them and bring things to them that will help them. And I wondered if you could explain to me what the Recovery Bible is like, and do you have any other books that you've written?
Sure. And when we go off the air, we'll get your address. We'll send you a little starter packet for groups that you can do in jail. One of the things about this Bible is at the bottom of the page are explanation notes or study notes that are written by theologians who are also recovering. And so it helps the people understand different things about Scripture from the perspective of somebody who knows scripture but also knows the reality of addiction and codependency and things like that. And there are features that help you study the principles of recovery and some of the foundations of recovery. It expands on it. Dave, what are some things that, when you think about life recovery, how does it help somebody?
Well, that's what people tell us is that the most important part of the whole Bible are those notes because they're so authentic. We had 34 theologians, Bible scholars that specialize in different books of the Bible write the notes, and they are insightful, and they're insightful in terms of recovery. And there's other features. There's personality profiles that are written in a recovery manner. The introduction to the books are written with recovery language, so it's something that's familiar. We have other books in that series, the Life Recovery series. We have the
12 Laws of Life Recovery,
12 Gifts. The workbook that goes with it, and the journey, the Life Recovery journey in terms of the steps and Bible studies on each step. It's taking recovery back to its source, which is the Bible.
The last speech that Dr. Bob ever gave, we have a transcript of that where he said, you know, we got these 12 steps from the good book, especially the 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, the book of James, and then the Sermon on the Mount. And if you look at the 12 steps and what they represent, it's absolutely valid what he was saying there. We'll send you some materials, and anybody else, I'll tell you, it works. There are 12 steps for everybody. You don't need to be an addict, don't need to be codependent. It's a path and a process that is tried and true over the years that really can help you find your way to a better way of living. And we are thrilled that the Lord let us be part of that project. If you need one of those Bibles, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or any of the other books that are part of it. If you need help with anything, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But especially today, we need folks to sign up here. If you're listening, maybe you've thought about giving before, and maybe this is the day that you could do that. You know, when you give, you have the ability to change a person's life, be part of that life change. And then that person changes the people in their family. And the ripple effect can go on for generations just because you decided to give. And we use that to reach somebody that maybe we would have never been able to reach. It's one thing to listen. It's another thing to become part of the New Life Giving family. And, you know, I always tell folks, when you give, you'll change somebody's life, but you'll be shocked at how that generous act will start to change your own. That's the thing that people, I think, are so surprised about, is the positive impact generosity has on your own life. You can find out more about that and how to do it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, same number. We've got some great things. I mentioned our workshop right here coming up Friday in D.C. Every Man's Battle is on August the 3rd. That is in Orange County. And I would just absolutely love to see you come. Ladies, 75% of the first phone calls are from women looking into it and then saying to him, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, get yourself there, and let's get this sexual integrity thing cleared up. This isn't for sex addicts. You know, you can be a sex addict and go, but don't think it's just for people that are stuck on pornography or anything that might say, okay, well, that's not really for me. It's for men who need help with sexual integrity. The number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Got a little something in my throat there. All right. So, Life Recovery Conference. That's October the 6th, and that's in Orange County also. That's over at Mariners Church, right, Dave?
Right, and it's going to be quite an exciting day, and it'll be our second one in Orange County.
Yeah, we've done it twice there, and, I mean, this will be our second one, and we just did one in D.C., had a great time. It's a great boost to your recovery, and it can also give you the help you need to strengthen the group you're in or to launch out and start a new group.
It's for leaders, and it's for those who are participant in recovery, and really just for anybody who's curious.
Yeah. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that. We'd love to see you there. We love you, and we really know, as many of you, you're not reaching out to anybody. You're just listening right here. Well, don't give up. God's going to give you the courage to finally reach out and get the help that you need. We're always there for you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.